The following show is dedicated to Mia Park and Barbara Yang. The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga. I'm your host, Rick Thompson, and you're listening to Talk Saratoga on WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio. Phone number in the studio is 518-580-5783 if you'd like to give us a call. And I've got two special guests this morning. One I've known for quite a while, and the other I just met. Shelby Nash and Derek Manson. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you? Well, I'm glad to have you here. And you're part of a duo. Before we get into the band, and you're going to sing a song or three, why don't you, Shelby, why don't you give us some background on yourself? I knew you when you were in high school. You were on the show as a Key Club person, and then through a friend of ours, you sang at the Shrine. So why don't you tell us some background?
Yeah, so it was through Joey Caruso, which, giving him a little shout out because I know he's going to be listening later. We worked at the Auriesville Shrine together, where I sang for their masses three times a week, and we worked on a telethon to raise money to fix the roof at the Auriesville Shrine. And ever since then, and really my whole life, I've loved music. I love to sing. And in the last few years, I've gotten into songwriting. And that's really how I met Derek, and is through our community down in really the Schoharie County, Montgomery County area. Derek and I are actually both songwriters.
Okay.
And most of the members in our band also write their own songs.
Okay. Before we get into the music, though, I want to know some of your background. You went to Siena College.
I went to Siena.
You own your own business. Because we're going to get in with Derek, too, and his background. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you did after college and how you started your business. And then we'll bring that in after Derek does his thing, how you got into music.
Okay. So yes, I went to Siena College. I graduated in 2018. My focus there, I did a double major in marketing management and a minor in entrepreneurship, which directly relates to what I do now on the business side. I have my own business called Wasolia, which stands for Wadsworth, Every Stage of Life, Insurance Agency and Resource Center. And what I do there is I help people with, my main focus is with Medicare, so helping guide people through that process so they don't have to do it alone. And because I do it every day, I make it very easy and seamless so they have someone to guide them.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's hard. When you get older, it's very hard to kind of, not that you're stupid, but it's hard to weave through complex things like Medicare or insurance in itself. And so it's great to have somebody like you that really knows the in and outs that can help somebody.
And I will say, you know, normally when people hear that I'm doing Medicare, they're surprised because I'm so bubbly and excited about helping people. And I think that is the greatest part about being a business owner, is I've been able to make it my own.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing is that when you're turning 65, I'll be your guide. And I create this whole persona about being a guide and making it fun. And, you know, it's an adventure, even though usually when people are turning 65, it's daunting. It feels like a checkpoint in their life. You know, they don't want to say they're turning 65.
Right.
But when they come into my realm of, oh, who is this girl? Why is she so excited about helping me with their Medicare? I try to make it an enjoyable process.
Sure. I wish I could say I was turning 65, but, you know, I read a sad thing on Instagram the other day that the life expectancy of a man is 76 years old. So midlife is 38.
Oh, boy.
So when you hit 38, you know, I mean, and that's kind of depressing because everybody thinks, well, 50, you're at midlife at 50. That, you know, I don't know. But I read that and I said to myself, boy, that's sick, you know, for some guy that's turning 38 to know, well, you're halfway through your life.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, uh-oh.
I'm 38.
uh-oh. Well, you're in the midlife crisis, so yep. Don't worry about it. Or you're going to be there. I think that's great, Shelby, because a lot of what you went to school for and in dealing with people, you can blend into your music mm-hmm. side of your life, you know.
I go to the different county fairs, and mm-hmm. what I will do is I'll have a booth where I talk to people about Medicare, but when I'm not talking about Medicare, I'm singing. So I bring my guitar. I will, if someone has a request for a song, I'll play it. If I see a little kid walking by, I'll play a Disney song. I try to cater to the crowd,
sure.
which is very similar to how we are with our band, Shelby Nash and the July Comets, because mm-hmm. we're trying to create, you know, whether it be nostalgic or something that people can relate to.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. You should make a song for Medicare.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
Oh, no.
So I have a jingle. Okay. It's I got a copy written, but it goes, it's very short. If you're turning 65, I'll be your guide. If you're over 65, I'll be your guide. Medicare can be confusing, but I'll help you with your choosing. When you're turning 65, I'll be your guide. When you're under 65 and need some aid, Medicare, Medicaid, don't be afraid. I will help you understand and lend a guiding hand when you're under 65 and need some aid. So many more verses to come.
That's neat. Yeah, really. Yeah, you got another maybe 2 minutes there it a 2 minute, 45 second song. That's great. You know, I mean, you're well rounded and everything works with each other, you know. Hey, Derek, let's get to you. You know, give us some background on yourself, what you did before you got into music, or, you know, where you went to school and how you got into music.
Well, I've been playing music for a very long time. My parents, bless their hearts, actually got me a real drum kit when I was about 3 years old.
Ooh.
So that was loud.
Yeah. God bless them.
Yep. I think my mom's listening now, so hi, Mom. But I got into guitar, though, because I had this videotape of monster trucks that I watched when I was a kid. And it had this soundtrack that was just like shredding metal guitars, you know, just the coolest cars exploding. And I just thought that was awesome. So I was like, let me get into guitar. So I started playing when I was about 5, actually. And kept playing through high school, kind of took a little break. I went to college at RIT,
okay.
I mentioned. So I am a software engineer professionally. Which is a nice day job to support the music. But,
yeah.
I lived in Philly after college for a while, played some open mics, but not too much more. And then when I moved up here, I started hitting some open mics, and we met at this place, the Green Wolf Public House in Middleburg, which is unfortunately not open anymore. It was a great little music hub, but I hosted open mics there, met my other band there, and then... Yeah, it's just kind of a nice little hub of music in Schoharie County.
Yeah, that's neat. I was going to say, you know, if your mom is listening and she wants to call and tell us a little bit about your childhood and music, the number is 518-580-5783. And you can do that and be on the air and tell us a little bit about Derek.
Oh, no.
did you keep up with the drums also?
Yeah, a little bit. I did actually buy a drum kit maybe a year or 2 years ago to kind of get back into it, and didn't end up sticking with it as much, but I did donate my drum kit to the local open mic in Holdeskill, so
it
kind of is set up there, and I'll sit in with people on drums if they want.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, I tell you, I could never play a musical instrument. I mean, I'm tone deaf. I can't. I'm uncoordinated. I went to Catholic school, and in between 8th grade, I went up to the young, you know, early school, I went to Catholic high school for 2 years, and we didn't have a music department. So the high school, the public school, offered the Catholic school kids to take an instrument during the summer, and you had a choice between drums, trumpet, clarinet. And I took the clarinet, and after about 5 weeks, I think it was, a program, I could play Mary Had a Little Lamb, which was about it, and that probably wasn't even that great. But anyway, I always wanted to play a musical instrument, and it's so neat when you can do that.
Well, actually, I just want to mention, I went to Lanesboro Elementary School over in the Berkshires, and we had an amazing art and music teacher, Bernie McMahon, and I don't know how she did all this, but we, in our music class in school, we actually learned drums. Like, she had all these little coffee cans and rubber pads.
Really?
And we would stomp our foot to play the bass drum, and, you know, a class of 20 kids all sort of learning basic rock drumming, which is just such a wonderful thing.
That's awesome, yeah. Well, the high school, the high school had a great music teacher, Norm Klo, who I think maybe just passed away at 99. And I lose my voice in the morning because I talk so much during the week, so please forgive me. So, Shelby, let's talk a little bit about how you got into music, and I know that's your passion. Give us a little bit on that.
Well, I've always loved to sing. Even when I was in high school, I was in all of the bands, all of the choruses. Anything I could do music-related, I wanted to be a part of it. And, of course, singing at the Auriesville Shrine. Songwriting has really only come in the last, I would say, 6 years. I was inspired by the movie A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga. There was a song in the movie where she is talking to Bradley Cooper about her song Shallow. They're outside and she's telling him, oh, I wrote this song. And then like a day later, he's performing it on stage, the song that she wrote, and then she joins him to sing it. And to me, it was just like this amazing scene, you know, love story, growing-esque, but I loved that song, and I was like, I want to learn that on the guitar. And growing up, I played the piano, I played the saxophone in school, and the guitar was a new instrument for me because I wanted to learn this song. And I have this app, it's a free app called Guitar Tabs, and you can kind of teach yourself how to play chords. And from then it just became sort of an addiction. You know, I wanted to learn another song, I wanted to learn another song, mostly so I could sing along with it. The guitar is such a beautiful instrument to accompany you and work at your own pace. And I play the piano. Like I said, that was my first instrument. I remember my piano teacher, Marty Lathers. She would always say, Shelby, this is about playing the piano, not about singing, because I would want to sing and play at the same time. And but I'm thankful for that foundation. And even now, to this day, I love to collect instruments. So I have an assortment of just different instruments, some that I don't know how to play necessarily, but I can feel it and go from there. I was just in Taiwan, talking about that. And I found a moon lute or a moon guitar, and the day I bought it, I wrote a song with it. And really? That tends to be a theme. If I get a new instrument, like I wanna play around with it immediately and see if I could write something.
Did you get a ukulele when you were in Hawaii?
I did get a ukulele, and I wrote a song that day.
See that? Here we go.
I mean, you should see what she has. It's like just a room of, it looks almost like a music store. Just all the band guitar, there's the, multiple horns,
upright bass,
congos, bongos.
You know, I learned a lot about Chinese culture over the past 5 years with the association I had with a couple of the girls from here. And one of them plays this instrument, I don't know, it looks like a guitar, but wider, and they play it.
I can't remember what it's called. My sister has one, actually.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's almost like a harp.
Yeah.
Very popular instrument in China.
Oh yeah.
When I was actually in Taiwan, the store had, the whole wall was full of
Oh, really?
Those. I can't remember what the name was, but beautiful instrument.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because one of the girls that I'm close with is a Skidmore senior at Dartmouth. So I go over to Dartmouth every other weekend. She wants me to come and visit her. So I go over, and she's a very shy girl. When she was here, she had a couple friends. And now she's got, well, I told her she was going to have a lot of friends and that she'd have a boyfriend someday. No, I'm not. Never.
Oh, jeez.
So now she's got a boyfriend for the last month, and he's from Taiwan. And so I said, I don't know how that's going to work out, because you're mainland China and he's Taiwan. And if I, you know, but it's just funny when you said you're from Taiwan and that, because I would have asked her to bring back a musical instrument for you.
Yeah, the instrument that I chose was, I wanted to have something that was a specific instrument of Taiwan.
Oh,
so
exactly.
A lot of the instruments they play are from China. But this one in particular is a two-string moon lute, and for me it was a souvenir to bring home that I could always remember this great trip. It was a celebration for my 30th birthday, but my dad was also working there, so I went with my parents, and we just had a lovely three-week time.
Yeah, well, you want to get an instrument from where you are. I mean, you can get a guitar anywhere. But,
yeah.
You know, so how about you, Derek? Do you travel at all?
Well, I'd like to travel more. I am very jealous that Shelby got to go to Taiwan, but
it was situational. Yeah,
I have a Taiwanese friend who plays I can't tell you if it's a Chinese or a Taiwanese instrument, but it's a single string. You hold it upright and you play it with a bow.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what it's called, but
no, this is multi-chord. I mean, it's
The one you're talking about is what they play in the orchestra there. That. When I was in Taiwan, I went to a music store, and these wonderful people showed me all the different instruments. But that one in particular, again, I wish I remembered the name of it, but that's like the most common instrument to play.
It's neat. And it's neat to know all these instruments and know how to play a lot of them. I mean, it's, like I say, I'm amazed that, like, the two of you that you play, I heard you playing out here, because you're going to do at least one song for us, so I don't. You know, if you want to do multiple songs, that's fine. The music that you play, is it, do you play music like from the 70s, or is it mostly, folk music, or what?
We play music from every decade. Our goal is to find what are the popular songs that people can sing along to. Our hopes is when we start to sing it that people are like, oh, I know this song, and sing along with us. And we're really, you know, we're a new band. We just started this past July. And my hope is that we could create an environment where people want to sing along with us. I've got wireless microphones, so one for me and maybe one for someone to join. Some of the recent shows that we have had, we were surprised on the songs that were big hits, and people were joining in. So we have a playlist where we're constantly adding new songs, but every decade, we're hoping that, you know, someone from every age group is going to have a song that they really enjoy.
I mean, I grew up with 60s, 70s, and 80s music, and I always said at the end of the mid-80s music was it for me, because I couldn't get into the rap and all that. But I'm finding now through some of these kids that I hang out with that, you know, like Maroon 5, I play the song from Maroon 5 that I love. And there's different groups that you just, your music is good, and I just never paid attention to it because, but I mean, I think, you know, you go through the grocery store and they're playing 70s and 80s music in the background, and you hear people humming along as they go, but you don't play Sweet Caroline, do you? Because it seems everybody
does. We would.
I don't think we've played.
We would.
I am not a big fan of Sweet Caroline, but
I'm not either.
Elvis did a version of it.
Oh, really?
That I think is really good. It's faster, kind of more.
The only reason I say that is because anytime there's karaoke, they come up with Sweet Caroline, and everybody knows the darn words, and they're yakking away at it. You know, and it's like, oh, geez.
And they do the Red Sox thing. The bump, bump,
Whatever. I'm a Yankees fan, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, so do you want to play a song now, and we'll get into some more discussion?
Yeah, sure. We can.
Then you can pick up another song to play a little later.
One of the songs that Derek and I were just discussing is a song that I wrote. It's called Time. And for mine and Derek's relationship, open mic has been a big part of our friendship. So it's the first and third Tuesday at Chieftains in Cobeskill. Okay. Is where it is currently located. But what I love about playing with Derek is he really just embodies the feeling of the song. The song that we're about to play, we performed at an open mic and never practiced it before. And I absolutely love the arrangement first time through. And I think that that has a lot to do with how we are able to, now that we've been playing for a while, is kind of just feel what's necessary to, while he's not singing, he's singing with his guitar to accompany sure. the words that I have.
Excellent.
So, that will...
Ready?
We're there.
To inspire
Well, that was beautiful. Really beautiful.
That's the second time we've played it together.
Really? Oh, that's great. Well, I hope you can play another one a little later in the show. I know you didn't practice another one.
We can probably find some.
You can always, we're but I hope so. That you got a beautiful voice, and Derek, you do great on the guitar. That's a really pretty song.
Thank you.
I came through last night. I listened to YouTube Music every once in a while to get some new songs, and I found this German band that I really love. And last night, like I said, I didn't pay much attention to music. I always played my 80s and 70s. Chris Isaak did a song for Wicked. And I'll tell you, this guy, I can't remember the name of the show. They pick a winner every week. They do a song, and then they pick a winner at the end. But this one guy from Norway did the song, and it was beautiful. And it was something like yours. I mean, real quiet voice, but powerful. And it's awesome. And when you were singing that, I'm thinking to myself, that song, it was amazing. And
what's so funny about playing that song is it's so vastly different from what we actually sing as a band. Like, I will sing Jackson 5,
no
Blondie,
really?
Johnny Cash. Oh, yeah. Like, it's my... I love all music.
Right.
What I write tends to be very peaceful, poetic, love songs, vulnerable songs.
Okay.
Versus what we want to play for the crowd is very like, what are they going to know?
Sure.
Call me, call my, you can call me anytime.
All
call
right.
me.
Pink Pony Club.
Yeah. Now, how many members in your band?
Six.
There's six.
Six or seven?
Me, yeah. You, Adrian, Brendan, Kyle, Dan. Six.
Six.
That's yeah. Six, right. Yeah.
Yeah, big
okay.
band.
Yeah, it is a big band. But that's neat. What are the instruments?
So Derek is lead guitar, electric, okay. Sometimes acoustic. I am lead vocal. Adrian does backup vocals. Kyle does the drums. Brendan does the piano keys. And Dan does bass guitar.
Excellent. That sounds neat. I hope you can get up this way sometime to get in a venue up here. We'll look for some that you can do that. I know you come from a ways away because, Glenn, that area down there is kind of far away.
Yeah.
But it's not really that far when you think about it.
No, we'd love to. Yeah.
And we make a day of it. Like today, we're going to have a little band outing after this, and it'll be fun. So.
Well, that's neat. And what you should do is they're dedicating, I was telling Shelby, they're dedicating a Skidmore baseball field over here off of Daniels Road, and they're going to play a game. They have a game after, so if you don't have anything to do this afternoon, you run over there and see the new field and,
catch a ball game.
Catch a ball game, or a couple innings anyway, and then you can go on to do your band, gallivanting, you know. But, yeah, it'd be neat to have you up here. I'd love to hear you. And it's kind of hard for me to get out at night to drive any distance.
Hey, we do day events as well.
Do you?
Oh,
especially
sure.
With the weather getting warm, I would love to do some outdoor venues. And we've got quite a few songs. I'm pretty sure we could do about a 3-hour set.
Really?
We've done a 2-hour set. We've done an hour set. I mean, it's what's breaking it up throughout the show. But
sure.
We did learn a lot of Christmas songs. So that's
sort of
dead zone of we only get to use those at a specific time.
Yeah, probably. Not like they do on the radio from October until day after Christmas. But, well, that's good, too, because you can book Christmas parties and, things like that. I know that's your goal this year is to booking more venues and events. Maybe one Saturday we can just dedicate a Saturday show for your music.
Mm.
Just do a music show. And, maybe in the fall to highlight some of the things. You can even throw some Christmas music in. And, we can put an ad in the paper about the band and that and to listen. So
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Quick shout out to Dan. Dan just texted me, our bass player that he tuned in. Hey, Dan. We wish you were here.
And if you're listening, Dan, you can call in and talk about Shelby and Derek at 518-580-5783 because we are on 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio, and we do have a phone, 518-580-5783. I'm still waiting for Derek's mother to call us up.
My dad.
Or your dad.
Yeah,
and yeah, you can tell us about... you know, Derek on his drums as a three-year-old, and it must have been a really quiet household. And
what's the number again?
It's 518-580-5783.
We'll see if he bites.
That would be funny. Dan, you should call in. Tell us a little bit about, he's actually in several bands. Dan named our band.
He did.
So we all got together.
And the name of the band is Shelby Nash and the July Comets.
The July Comets.
All right. That's pretty neat. Now, why July Comets?
Oh, I hope that's Dan.
Well, it's a wireless caller with a 413 area.
Oh, that's going to be my dad.
Ah, okay. Well,
good morning, caller.
He quick.
Yeah, I was just calling in. I was Derek's dad.
Derek's dad. All right. Now, we're going to go back in time to, we want some stories how Derek did when he was a young kid with musical instruments.
Oh, boy. He used to, be a one-man band where he would have his guitar in his hand and his drums on his back and something on his head and... He was kind of like doing Mary Poppins stuff.
That's funny.
He's got it all on home video, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Is that home video?
We need that for promotion.
All right.
and we definitely have quite a few of the concerts from the Lanesboro Elementary School days. So those are great to watch and. Well, just a great time.
Yeah, you must have been pretty proud that he could do that.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep.
You know, like we were talking earlier, it's great to know musical instruments. But I know a lot of kids, when their parents buy them a drum set when they're really young, it drives them crazy. They say to themselves after, why did we ever do this? Were you one of those dads that said that?
No, we always enjoyed the music, and when Derek comes home, you know, we've actually got a baby grand piano at our house, and he'll actually get on the piano and play and sing, and you know, Roberta, my wife, plays the piano, so it's just great.
That's pretty neat. And well, I know, I kind of knew Derek had some drum experiences because when they were trying to get in the studio, he was pounding on the door to rhythm. So I kind of figured out something there. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, for a while there, he was actually taking classic guitar lessons, and we used to go to Philly, and they would do, you know, recitals down there, and that was always just a kind of a different time, and I definitely went to some open mics down in Philly, which were always great. And you know, we've been down into Cobleskill with the band, and I'm just really glad that he ended up with a band, because he was always so good, but he never really hit the, you know, got together with a group that was great, you know, just sure. playing. So it's really good, and I've been talking to him about trying to get over here in the Berkshires too, because that's where we live. So one of these days I'd like to get him over here to play sometime.
Well, I'm sure you can entice him with something, you know.
Right.
But it's great. You know, it's pretty neat. It sounds like you're a musical family, and you know, I think Shelby alluded to the fact music brings people together. And I think as a family, too, it's even more important. And it's great. He's a great guy. I'm glad that I met him today. And he'll be on more if they can take the trip up here. So, well, listen, thanks
good,
for
coming. Yeah, good talking to you. Looking forward to hearing another song. That other one sounded great.
Yeah, so. It did. Well, you'll hear another one, I'm sure. So... Dad, you have a great weekend, and you take care.
All right, bye, Dad.
All right, have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There's something about calling in on that phone that just makes it more fun than on a cell phone.
That's right. So just to let everybody know, that was Dad of Derek. So
Paul Manson.
Yeah, what's that?
Paul.
Paul. All right, Paul. Thanks for calling. That was fun. So you guys met through open mic, correct? Mm-hmm. And you were in a band, Derek, and that's how Shelby got in, or did you form a band after
Shelby
you met?
Shelby actually was hosting, she started having just jams. She would come to my studio, we'll just jam. She invited all the musicians she knew. So we would go there and just play around and see what we could find. And it really all came out of that. In fact, we played a show with me on drums, mm-hmm. and Adrian. This was before this band was formed, but we kind of put together a trio that did like country songs. So we did that before this band was formed. But I do have a message for the aspiring young musicians out there.
Ooh.
Go to open mics and play in front of people.
Yeah.
People really want to try to be successful on the internet, and it's impossible.
Yeah,
there's
it is.
Too much out there. You got to
well,
get out.
Not only that, it doesn't give you the experience of playing in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the internet, it's like you're playing at home to yourself, and you need that exposure with people to build up, you know, some self-confidence that you can do things. And I know Shelby lacks self-confidence and her music, you know. I never knew her before high school when we met through Kiwanis and Joey Caruso and her cinema. But I would have loved to have known her when she was 5 or 6, when she was so shy, because she was probably standout singing back then too, so.
You know. Well, I actually recently came across a video of me when I was younger. I've always been kind of eccentric. I liked to act. I would do this silly character where I called myself Captain Jack, and I would pretend that I was looking for a wild bobcat, and my friend would film me, and the wild bobcat was my cat fritters.
Oh,
and I would tell my parents, like, this is what your role is. And I was always just had these wild ideas to be fun and to be... You know, I guess, I don't know how to put it, but just whatever idea I had, I would run with.
Well, you probably always had a bubbly personality, even as a kid. I mean, you don't go into that. You're born with that.
Mm-hmm.
And one interesting thing that I found out after I met Shelby a couple years later was that her dad and I are distant cousins. Through relatives I had in Amsterdam, and which was kind of interesting. I think we found that out when you came up to the track with them.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
One day, yeah. And I tried to get him to adopt me, but he said, forget it. Anyway, Derek, you played in multiple bands, correct?
Right.
All right. Now, did that help you when you formed this band? I mean, did that kind of bring some things together that they wouldn't have had without your experience?
Well, I can tell you about... So, there's a place I like to go. I've been going for vacation for a long time in New Hampshire. Sort of a lake camp thing that's run by the Appalachian Mountain Club. It's been around for 100 years. In 2023, I went and finally got to go to this music camp that they run for a week. So, everybody unplugs, you know, and just you're writing songs, taking classes, and performing, and I got to play with all these world-class musicians, you know, that it was just kind of mind-blowing, but they really taught me about how to prepare to play with a really good group of people, where if you know how to, like, write out the chords for your song in a certain way, you can get it in front of people, and they will not need to have ever heard the song before. Like, if they're good enough, they can just play it.
Mm.
And that really taught me a lot about, like, if you can get organized in that way, you can really move quickly. And that was just such a inspiring experience where I was like, man, I've just been sitting around, not making something happen, you know, and I just got to get out there and and meet people.
That's awesome.
The first time I went to open mic, I actually met Nate Hudson, who was hosting that open mic, and me and him are in our other band, North Slope, still to this day. So.
And what type of music do you play there?
That's more of a bluegrass kind of
bluegrass
type band. Yeah.
And where do you play?
That's mostly around Cobleskill.
Is it?
Cobleskill area. Yeah, we used to have a monthly gig at that brewery before it closed, but yeah, we'll play outdoor gigs at the park and, you know, little town festivals and things.
Yeah, you know, that's who you should, not to tell you what to do, but Saratoga has probably 20 breweries, mm-hmm. and they all have food places, and you should check them out. I mean, the biggest one is when you come in off of 9 down by the Honda dealership. I mean, it's huge. And, a friend of mine has a brewery, Wolf Hollow, I think it is.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, and we're friends of his parents. But there's so many breweries around here that have entertainment that, you know, if you contacted some of them, I'm sure they, you know, you could get up here.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because Kyle, the drummer in our band, is part of Wayward Lane Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Which is down in Schoharie.
Okay.
And that is also another music hub for us. So Kyle, big lover of music. Not only is he the drummer in our band, but he loves to bring musicians together. He hosts a jam there where any musician can come and play, and he also really encourages live music. So tonight he's actually playing.
Oh, right, yes.
And what do you know?
He's playing with Red Wagon. Where is he?
He's stepping in.
Oh, it's at Wayward.
It's at Wayward. He's stepping in to play drums with another band.
But they have great beer, and that's a good spot to visit if you want to get out to.
Well, that's what I was going to say with these breweries. They're popping up all over the place, which is great for, you know, bands like yours, because you have a place to play, and you never know who's in the crowd, you know, whatever to book. But, and there's a lot of places. I hate to keep pushing Saratoga, but in the summer, I mean, there's a need for live music, because there's so many places that are open with the racing season here. And it's, you know, just a wild city.
We are happy to come here. Anyone who's listening that has suggestions of places that we could go, we are open to opportunities, and just really love playing together.
Yeah, and you know, here too, they have the Victorian Street Walk, which is the Thursday after Thanksgiving, and they have First Night, which is a family outing. There's bands all over Broadway. So, I mean, you may want to check with the chamber and some of that, too. I don't know. Just a few things. Well, think about a song that you're going to play.
I think I might have one.
Because Derek's dad gave us an order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one that we recently did a cover of. And what I love about our practices, too, is we'll bring songs to the table. And it's almost like the first time we're reading the lyrics and understanding what the songs are about. And just that part is very exciting for me, is when we have practice to play. But this is a song that everyone will know. Well, hopefully everyone will. But everyone in my family definitely knows, because growing up we would sing it in the car. And it's just such a great sing-along song. So this is a cover by Cher. The song Believe.
Okay.
You know that one, Rick?
Share and Believe, yeah.
Well,
I think this is the right key.
Let's get into it. No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside, and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me saying, I really don't think you're strong enough.
sit around and wait for you. Well, I can't do that. There's no turning back. I need time to move on. I need love to feel strong. 'Cause I've got time to think it through. And maybe I'm too good.
Shelby, you're self-learned on instruments and in voice, right? How's your family background in music?
Oh, well, we all love music. My dad, when you were telling Derek's story about getting the drum kit as a kid, I'm instantly thinking of my dad because that was him. Okay. He had a band. He had a couple bands, actually. One was No Vacancy Band, the other was the Sadness Band, and, you know, he loved rock and roll.
Yeah.
Kiss, AC/DC, that's what I grew up listening to from him. On my mom's, she's the Michael Jackson fan.
Okay.
Now she's really into BTS.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know BTS?
Bachman Turner, yeah. Oh, no.
They are, it's a
no.
Korean pop music.
Oh, okay, all right. No, I'm BTO. Back and Turner Overdrive.
Both my parents, you know, love music. My dad plays guitar and drums, loves to sing. We all love to sing. My sister is actually a part-time piano teacher. She, for several years, has had over 15 students, and she'll do a piano recital every year. One of my favorite things while spending time with my sister is singing, whether it be in the car. Oh, who's calling in? Is it Dad? Is
no,
it Dan?
It's, I don't know. We're going to find out.
Cipriano?
Morning caller.
Hi, this is Adrian. I'm in the band.
Oh, hi, Adrian.
Oh, Adrian, you're in the band.
Hi, Adrian.
All right. How you doing?
Good. I am a backup singer, so I support Shelby on vocals, but yeah.
Well, next time you can be on the show, you can be on the show next time, because we're gonna get the two of them back, and... you know, if you don't mind sitting on a couch in between, you can come on up, too.
Totally. So my role is to harmonize with Shelby, and it is so much fun. Like, harmonizing is my favorite thing, and we have, like, really locked down some good harmonies, especially on Cher when we played an open mic.
We needed you for this, Adrian.
Yeah, you needed. They needed you here. So it's pretty fun, you know, what you're doing. You guys get along really well together.
Yeah, so practice is amazing because everyone is so good at their instruments. Shelby will bring a song, and then everyone will just instantly start playing it, and I'm like, wow, you guys are all so talented. So it's a lot of fun, and in between, like, the songs that we bring to the table, Dan will be on bass just, like, noodling around, and then we'll just, like, start playing along to whatever he's doing. So you get a little distracted, but it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask Shelby and Derek a question, but I'll bring you in on this, too.
Sure.
You bring music together at practices. Is there anything that you guys don't agree on that you say, nah, I really, that's not what I'd like, and you kind of agree on that, or do you, you know, just go with it all the time, pretty much?
I'll let them answer that.
Yeah?
I don't think we've ever had any dissonance, actually.
I had one veto.
What was it?
I didn't want to do that Kid Rock song.
Oh, Kid Rock, yeah, forget
it. What was it?
All Summer Long.
Oh, All Summer Long. Oh, okay,
All Summer
yeah.
Long,
okay.
I would do Werewolves London.
Okay.
That would be great.
Werewolf of London.
I would say for the most part, because we're pretty laid back and we're all friends, okay, we're just having fun. Yeah. Like, it's great that we are all bonded on the mutual thing of loving music and that we can produce something. And like Adrian said, the fact that all of our musicians, instrument players can just say, yep, we can do that, it's like the greatest feeling.
Yeah.
I remember the first few practices, I was just like telling everyone how thankful I am, and I've always wanted to be in a band, and that we've all come together, and it just is a good time. Is
sure.
And I think there's an aspect of, like, professionalism to it where, you know, maybe you don't love a particular song, but, like, just commit to it.
Right.
Give it your all.
Yes, and also that, like, we will try out any song. Like, Aaron Carter? Sure, why not? We'll just try it. Like, we might not end up playing that in front of an audience, but it's fun to just, like, figure out at practice just for fun, just to entertain in the moment. So
well, that I think that
anything goes.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's good that you can do that, that you get along so well and enjoy each other, that you can do things like that, have fun, and you know, get things done too.
Yeah, and I think one big thing is that we all are having fun and look like we're having fun on stage. Like, it's just so natural and easy.
Yeah,
that it's like comes together. It's like, oh, it's like a party on stage kind of thing. So I think it brings a lot of good energy.
Well, you know, I'll bring this up again because it's a band that I found about a month ago. And I sent the song to a friend because he's really, he's back more into 70s, 60s, 70s. And I said it's a German band. So he listened to the song and he sent me back. He said, I thought it was just a German band. He said, I didn't know they sing in German. I mean, it's all, you know, pretty much all German. But it's called, where is it? The song is called Aschwagen, and it's Anna May Cantriest or something like that. But the thing is, when you read the comments, it said when the guy, I mean, it's a like a four-piece or five, six, seven-piece band, but the comments are like, they have so much fun when they're playing. Mm. And they were playing in a concert. It must have been like 100-some thousand people there.
Well,
and it's fun to watch a band when they're playing, having so much fun together, and yet putting out a quality product, you know? But
And I will say, I don't know if this was mentioned before, but Shelby loves thrifting and has just like a costume closet almost. Oh. So it is a performance. Like, she goes all out.
If you saw what I was wearing now, Adrian, I've got my cow pants on. I've got my cowboy hat. I've got some white cowboy boots that are kind of like a snake-looking material, and a big old belt. So I'm in costume now.
and Derek also brought a cowbell in, and he wanted me to do that during one of the songs, but I kind of refused. I don't have the coordination for it. So well, I'm glad you have a lot of fun. You guys sound like a really great band, and I'd love to hear you sometime. And maybe next time you can come on the show with, you know, we'll get a couple more of you on, and, you know, have a little more music and more fun, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
well, thanks for...
All right. See you guys in an hour.
All right.
Bye, Adrian.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye-bye. We're meeting up with Adrian and the other band members in about an hour. We're going to do a thrift outing where we can see if we could find some other fun costumes or things to wear for shows.
Uh-huh.
Just have a little fun together. So.
Well, if anybody else in the band wants to call in, go ahead.
Yeah, Dan, what's
I mean,
going on?
You know, hey, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you was that in your original music, you like to tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
And now, do all of you write music?
I do. Dan does.
Dan does. Brendan does.
I guess Kyle.
Kyle,
and
our
Adrian
drummer.
Definitely. Adrian's got some great songs too. Yeah, we all yeah. kind of have.
At least okay. not lyrically. I don't think Kyle. I think Kyle may yeah. have.
Or
some
they have input maybe in some
yeah.
of the. Okay.
So
you know, one of the things, and then we'll get yeah. what you were saying. I just, you know, we talked about Shelby's family and music, and I know talking with your dad that your family's into music too, and that's really neat that you can carry that on, that they. Probably influenced you also, and that's pretty neat. You know,
I mean, the biggest thing is just how supportive they were, you know?
Yeah.
Like, never got anything about, oh, this isn't practical, or,
well,
you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's because they're into music. I think, like, if I was inclined to play an instrument, my parents had no interest in bands or music at all. Of course, they're from a generation that big band music was the thing. So unless I had a 16-piece band, they probably wouldn't care. So they wouldn't have been so careful with me, you know, to do that. And your parents seem to have backed you and kind of not pushed you into it, but made it easier for you to go that way.
I think songwriting was almost a surprise to me when I started it. I remember I wrote a song. And I called my sister-in-law, who's also a songwriter, a musician. And I was like, I wrote a song! I can't believe I did this! I didn't know I had it in me. I just was writing what I was feeling in poetry.
Sure.
And I actually, my sister-in-law, brother, and my sister wrote a song for me when I graduated high school. And that song, because it's so specific to me, was so, it's, I cherish it so much. And now, over the last 6 years, writing my own songs, those are like, they're my stories or the things that I'll carry with me. They were feelings that I had during that time, and to reflect on that or, you know, share it with other people who may feel those same sentiments, I think is one of the most powerful things of music, is how, you know, you can feel it in your chest when
sure.
it's a message that resonates with you.
All right, I'm going to ask Derek this. Of the music that you play, mm-hmm. what is the most, what's the most favorite of yours in genre music? It's probably hard to pick.
It's hard to pick, yeah. I do like songs that have kind of a cool guitar like part. Actually, one of my favorite songs to play is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, because it has those really cool little like guitar fills
sure.
That are fun to learn. I like playing what is it, Whitesnake?
Oh,
okay.
Wait, that one's good, but then there's what's the Foreigner one? Feels Like the First Time.
Feels Like the
Just
First Time.
Just because the guitar is so yeah. heavy and fun to play.
How
know,
about,
like
jeez, I just had it. I was going to, God, Knopfler, Dire Straits.
Like Dire Straits, but I'm not really good enough to play a lot of those songs.
He's amazing. I mean, yeah. That guy is probably I consider him one of the best guitar players ever. I mean, his songs are amazing. And I don't know if you heard the extended version of Sultans of Swing that mm-hmm. he played. Did you hear that? Have you heard that?
Probably at some point.
When we go out. Because I want to show Shelby and you the name of that German band song, because it's awesome. But anyway, we have like maybe 1 minute to go. Homer will be coming in pretty soon. And why don't you wrap it up and tell us about, you know, what you want to do, where you want to play, how to get a hold of you.
Yes, so we have a Facebook page, an Instagram page. The band is Shelby Nash in the July Comets. So you can reach us there. We are open to opportunity, whether it be here in Saratoga or down towards Schoharie or Montgomery, where we're from. But I would say the best way is reach out to us on social media. Mm-hmm. For right now, maybe catch us at Wayward Lane Brewing, one of our popular spots to hang out. And yeah, we're just really thankful that you invited us on the radio today. And
oh my gosh, it was my pleasure, and I do want you to come back. You know, it'd be great to have you on, and we can expand it a little and maybe do some more music.
Yeah, and this was so fun, and now the rest of the band knows it's worth getting up this early.
Yeah. Well, I do want to thank you for making the trip, because it's not like a 10 or 15 minute drive, so, you know, thanks for coming in. All right, so you have a great thrift day.
Thank you.
And it was great meeting you and seeing you again, Shelby. So, Derek, you take care.
Thanks, Rick.
And we're going to...